Is God good? Does He care about you and what you are going through? Does He have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has He changed? Is there still proof of His goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and a senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for Himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience His power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me and let's share a word of prayer. Our good God, we honor you this evening. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your power. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of His perfect sacrifice, the power of His shed blood. We invite you into tonight's service. We ask that you have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, set the captives free, open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears. Let the name of Jesus do what the name of Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Let bondages break. Let oppressions and the oppressed be loosed. Let the oppressions break. Do us good tonight. Let your word be true in every life. We bind the devil and disallow any influence on tonight's service. We ask that you manifest yourself. Manifest the glory of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. I'm here with my wife, Helen. Today happens to be our 11th wedding anniversary to the day. It was a Saturday. And we want to thank God for His goodness that we have experienced in our marriage. And God has been good. God has been great to us. And I pray that your experience will be the same. Hopefully, maybe towards the end of the service, you hear her voice. She'll say one or two things to you. But tonight I'm talking about the sufficient sacrifice of Christ Jesus. Last week I started something which I'm hoping to continue, if the Lord permits us, after the season. We are entering the Holy Week tomorrow, and tomorrow is Palm Sunday, when Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time. For the last time. And that was the week of His Passion, when He died and shed His blood and made the sacrifice that sets you and I free. And we want to look at it. We want to look at this briefly. This Thursday and Friday, like we heard our announcer say, we have a convention. The theme is the Cross of Miracles. There is miracle power hidden in the cross of Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you personally. When you come, just tell us that you are part of the audience of Miracle Wave Broadcast. You'll be given red carpet treatment. But of course, everyone is given red carpet treatment at Miracle Wave Church. We are Chichiwere. It's inside Kochi. You can get there through the Kochi Junction or through the Kwaoma, Sokoba and Kwaoma Road at the Kwaoma Junction. Just branch right. You can locate us on GPS on your Google Maps, Miracle Way Church. It's a convention you need to attend. It's 6 p.m. each night. And the power of God is going to be mightily present, and your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Praise now, God. Jesus came for a reason. He came, He said, to seek and save the lost. He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. And He did it to the uttermost. It's Jude who said that He saves to the uttermost. And that's what we are thinking about this evening over the short period that we have together. And as we are entering the Passion, of Jesus, we want to remember this, that Jesus saves to the uttermost. He saves to the uttermost.
Amen.
The Bible says, in Hebrews, rather, not Jude, Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 7, from verse 25, it said, "Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth, he ever liveth to make intercessions for them." That means that there is no one. He said, the word is pantelis, the original translation, and it says it's complete, it's perfect, utterly. He saves utterly, completely. It says it's full. It says it's ended, entire. Hallelujah. I'm in praise love with these Lord. Words. That's the extent of Christ Jesus' salvation. His sacrifice was a complete one. And that's what I came to tell you tonight. This week, as we are remembering his passion, we are remembering all that he went through. I want you to understand that it was a perfect sacrifice unto the uttermost. It was a complete sacrifice. There is no aspect of your life or mine that was left out. There is no sin. There is no pain. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no weakness. There is no curse. There is no cancer. There is no infirmity that is beyond the saving power of Christ Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
The word save, sozo, means to rescue from danger, to save from suffering or from perishing, to save from disease, to make well, to restore to health. Ah, he said, Jesus, he's sozo, pantelis. He saves to the uttermost.
Amen.
The full extent, everything you need to bring you back into a complete experience, a whole experience of God's goodness. Jesus paid for it on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, it is available to you. It is available to me today because he has made the sacrifice. It's a complete sacrifice. When you read Isaiah chapter 53, let's look there. Isaiah chapter 53, I want to read from the NASB. Isaiah chapter 53, he said, "Who has believed our reports, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we would look at him, nor an appearance that we would take pleasure in him. He was despised and abandoned by men, a man of great pain and familiar with sickness, and like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we had no regard for him. However, it was our sicknesses that he himself bore, and our pains that he carried. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God, and humiliated. But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Everything that Jesus endured on the cross had a reason. It was part of his saving to the uttermost. The shame, they spat on him. They stripped him naked. He was taking away your own shame. The shame for your sins and the guilt that you carry. Some of you, grew up in Christian homes, and you knew what was right, what was wrong, but you messed up your life. Maybe you got pregnant and you feel that because, I mean, you got pregnant, you carried the child, you didn't meet your own expectations for yourself, and you feel ashamed. Some of you can't even go to church because of certain things which you've done. Just makes you feel so ashamed. But I came to announce to you that Christ Jesus bore your shame on the cross, so you don't need to carry it anymore. He bore the pain of sickness. Sometimes the pain is so much, nothing seems able to take it away. Drugs can't take it away. Which drug can heal a broken soul? Which drug can heal a broken heart? Which drug can heal somebody's emotions? Someone who feels betrayed, hurt by the people she loves or he loves. But the Bible tells us that he bore our pain. The Bible says he also bore our sorrows. What makes you sad? Something that has happened, or something that it could be, recently, or it could be long ago. Every time it comes to your mind, you weep. You weep. When you are alone, when all your friends are gone, brings so much sorrow to your heart. But the Bible tells us that Jesus carried our sorrows. Hallelujah.
Praise
he has borne our sicknesses, our infirmities. The doctor may tell you that it's incurable and that your disease is only manageable. Sometimes they tell you that, in fact, they can't do anything. And they prognosticate and tell you that, as for this disease, at this stage, you have this number of years or this number of months to live. And you are facing a terminal situation. It looks like it's going to end this way. But I have good news for you. Jesus bore your sicknesses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There is nothing that was outside the scope of his salvation. Sozo, he saves to the uttermost. It was a complete sacrifice. It was a full sacrifice. It was a perfect sacrifice. It was entire. There was nothing that was left out. You may be thinking about curses. Oh, this curse. But the Bible tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse. The curse of the law being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He took away the curse. And what did he give us in place of it? That the blessing of Abraham might come upon us Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13-14. Everything that bothers you, everything that makes you stay up at night, everything that makes you wonder, Jesus paid it all. There's a song that says it very succinctly, and it says, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. You may be afraid of devils and demons. Oh, the devil this, the devil that. The Bible says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that were against us. which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. At the cross, Jesus has defeated them all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The sacrifice on the cross was a perfect sacrifice.
Amen.
That's why his own last words in John chapter 19 verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished. It is finished. There is nothing that is left to be done. I've done it all. I've done it all. And what remains is for you and I to experience same." Just like you have to come to him. You have to hear. You have to hear about it. The Bible says, how can they call on him on whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And that's why I'm preaching to you tonight. Unless you hear about it, you cannot possess spiritual things. Unless you come to the knowledge of it, your revelation, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You're coming to a place of knowledge of spiritual things is the first step in your experience of the same. Just like you have to hear about his salvation and hear about his mercy and grace before you can get saved. If you don't hear, you can't get saved. And that's why we preach the gospel. And that's why if you're a believer, you have to preach the gospel. If you're a believer and you don't preach, you have condemned family, friends, companions, acquaintances. You have condemned them to perish. Because what will save them is what you've got to say. Unless they hear, they can't get saved. Okay? So that's why we preach. Now we tell you about how he forgives you. And you believe. And you'll be forgiven. And your name will be written in heaven. But we also tell you about how he heals you. And when you believe, your sicknesses will be taken away. Hallelujah.
Praise
and your pain will leave you. And Jesus Christ will make you whole. We are telling you how he takes away your curse and gives you a blessing. When you believe, he will break the power of any curse that is operational in you, in your family, in your business, wherever it may be. And he will give you his beauty. He will give you the blessing of Abraham. We are telling you about it tonight. That everything you are going through, every pain, weakness, shame, we are telling you Jesus paid for it all on his cross. And if you will come to him in faith and ask, just like you ask to be forgiven, if you ask him to take away your pain, you will find out that he has already done that. Peter said, "By whose stripes ye were healed." It's already been done. But you're coming into the knowledge and you're making your request to God in faith will bring you to a place of experiencing it. This is your night for a miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bow your head with me and let's pray. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want to turn away from your sin tonight. There is no sin that the cross of Jesus cannot deal with. He cancels every sin. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the punishment that will bring us peace was upon him. Leave that your life of fear and terror and come into a place of peace. You have money but you don't have peace. You are every time you are afraid that this is the time I'm going to die. And this will happen and that will happen. Come to a place of peace. One of the signs that you are with him is your peace. He said he is the Prince of Peace. When he met the disciples after his resurrection, he said, "My peace I leave with you. This peace I give it unto you, not as the world giveth. Jesus gives you peace. He gives you peace.
Amen.
Some people say alcohol will take away your problems. When it wears off, it leaves you with diseases of your liver. It breaks your home. It messes up your health. And your problems are still there. But Jesus gives you peace. You want the peace he gives tonight. Pray this prayer with me from the depth of your heart. And right now, you will experience his peace. Mean every word you say. And believe that the Lord is hearing you and receiving you. Pray with me, Father.
Father,
I come to you tonight.
I come to you tonight.
I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And I'm sorry for my sin.
And I'm sorry for my sin.
I turn away.
I turn away
from my sin.
From my sin.
And I turn to you.
And I turn to you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Wash me with your precious blood.
Wash me with your precious
blood. I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you came into this world and suffered and died for me.
I believe that you came into this world and suffered and died for me.
I believe that you rose again the third day for me.
I believe that you rose again the third day for me.
I believe that you are alive forevermore.
I believe that you are alive forevermore.
Jesus, I give you my life. From today, I will serve you.
I will live for you.
Thank you for receiving me.
Thank you for receiving.
For your word says
that
whosoever comes to me,
I will in no wise cast away.
I am born again.
I am born again.
My sins are forgiven.
My sins are forgiven.
And my name is written in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just feel that peace. The Holy Ghost lives in your hearts now. And he will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Let's pray about that problem, that burden. Begin to call on Jesus. He has paid it all. He's borne it. Just understand that just like he did it for your sin, just like he suffered and you've believed and you are saved, the same way your sicknesses can, should and will leave you. Just have the same kind of faith. Don't have to force, I need big faith. You don't. Jesus didn't ask you to have big faith. He said you need faith just like a mustard seed. And that's small. If you are saved, you can have that faith for your healing. He didn't say you need huge faith. One man came and he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. He still healed his son. Jesus wants to heal you. It's not like he's set a high bar. You have to have some great faith so that he'll knock a lot of people out. The selection criteria and few people will get his healing power. Never the case. Wherever you are sick, lay one hand there. Lift up your other hand to him and say, Lord, heal me tonight. I come to you. Touch me. Touch me. Deliver me from this sickness. Deliver me from this pain, this weakness. Just call on God over that one next minute and say, Lord, heal me. Make me whole. Make me whole. Whatever the burden is, whatever the pain is, ask the Lord, Lord, take this away. Your word says you've carried my pains. Take this pain away. I leave this pain at the cross. I don't carry it anymore. Whatever the weakness is, malfunction of any organ system or part, Jesus Christ makes you whole. 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 Come on, call on him. Call on him. Call on him. Call on him. Ask him to touch you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and with his stripes be on. Be loose right now from the power of sickness, pain, migraine, headaches. It's losing its power over somebody right now. You have terrible migraine headaches, comes with a lot of pain in your eyes. Sometimes you're unable to go to work. This week you had a very bad episode and you had to call in sick. Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Amen.
Jesus heals you now.
Amen.
Be loosed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Asthma is leaving somebody now. Asthma is leaving you now. Asthma, you begin to sigh deeply. It's coming out. Be gone.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The power of atopy and allergies is breaking over somebody right now. Eczema, its power is breaking over you now.
Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, be loosed. Be loosed.
Amen.
You are allergic to everything. Things that you take in, things that you smell, things that touch your body, be loose from that infirmity now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be loosed now. Be loosed now. Always coughing, sneezing, something. Be loosed now. Your eyes are always tearing. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Receive his wholeness. Wherever your sickness may be, begin to receive it. Say, I receive my healing now. Healing for whatever it is. I receive healing for cancer now.
Amen.
I receive healing for this pain now.
Amen.
Be loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He is still the same. Be loosed now. Everywhere he went, he was doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Receive his healing touch right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
I break the power of devils, any fetish power and any divination power that is having any effect on your home, on your marriage. Let it be broken right now.
Amen.
Things that people said that are playing out in your marriage and messing things up, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that thing be scattered. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Any evil word spoken against your life, you can remember, but it seems to be playing out. You thought it was a joke, but it seems to be playing out. Right now, the power of the Holy Ghost is breaking it. The Lord tells me that he's loosing people from the power of divination.
Amen.
Be loose right now.
Amen.
Be loose right now.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father, we honor you. We give you praise. We honor you and we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Call us. Tell us what God is doing in your life. 0249-471-769. Just let us know what God is doing in your life. Just let us know what God is doing in your life. Tell us about how you got saved, your sins got forgiven. Tell us about your healing and your deliverance. Before we go, Lady Pastor, will you say hi or you say a prayer? Just want to hear your voice. Say something. She's Dr. Helen, my wife of this our 11th anniversary. Just want to hear her voice. Say something before we go.
Okay. Hello, all you wonderful listeners. God bless you so much. And on this special day, our prayer for all of you is that the same joy, the same peace, satisfaction we have had in our marriage will also be yours.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you and enjoy your Easter, knowing that Jesus has paid it all. We'll be with you again, God willing, next week, Sunday, on the Resurrection Day, to discover more about Christ Jesus and his sacrifice.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.